Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to just start off the show today and wish everyone a happy Easter. Also like to send a happy Passover and to anyone else who may be celebrating a holiday that I may not have just mentioned. I want to thank you for joining us today. And so on today's show, I have two guests who I work very, very closely with. I have Dave Hartung. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Carol.
And I have Clarissa Wimmers. Good morning, Clarissa.
Good morning.
And both of you represent the pantry system, the Wayne County. People may know it by the food pantry, but really, I wouldn't say rebrand the name, but, you know, the pantry system, because it is so much more nowadays that you provide to our community. So Dave is the Integrative Service Specialist for Wayne County, and Clarissa is the Pantry Coordinator. So again, you know, thank you for joining me on the show. And could you tell our listeners today, you know, who are you? What is the pantry system? And, like, who do you serve? So, Dave, you want to start with that, or Clarissa?
Sure. Well, thanks, Carol. So as you alluded to, the Wayne County Food Pantry, we term it the Wayne County Food Pantry System now because there are more activities and more programs than just the pantry itself. And so we operate out of a food bank that's located in Holmesdale, and we serve five different pantry sites. And we have several other programs as part of the pantry system as well, including our pop-up program that serves several sites in the area with donated food products.
So that's where I want to get to, about donations, right? Because, you know, there is fundings that come in for the food pantry or the food system. And just from my knowledge, you know, it's allotted for certain foods. But I think one thing that has always impressed me over the last couple of years is the quality of food that is given out to individuals that you know, are in the food pantry system or, you know, request those services. And there's something called Farms to Family Funds, correct, Clarissa? Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that and what that means for the food pantry system?
Sure. So during the pandemic, it was originally started as the Emergency Relief Program, and that's where our county commissioners took the lead with the CEO of the Wayne County Community Foundation and raised over $100,000 so that we could take care of families that were outside of the pantry system, and where we first began to purchase farm fresh products from our local farmers. We transitioned out of that emergency program, the funds remained and we were able to transfer it into the pantry program. And so that's still the way that we are able to purchase farm fresh products. So the emergency relief program became the Farms to Families program. And that's a different way we ask people to consider donating to us. Mm-hmm. So it gives us the opportunity to build our fund with cash. And again, it offers us the opportunity to buy farm fresh from our local farmers. So what we realized in coming into the pandemic, we really weren't set up with an infrastructure of local systems. And this has really helped us develop that local system.
Right. And again, it brings in so many different partnerships and collaborations within our local area, within Wayne County and other, you know, connecting counties, correct?
Correct. That's absolutely correct.
And again, like you said, support, you know, farmers, which is really great. And again, you know, give back to our community and, you know, the individuals that utilize the pantry to get fresh foods,
correct,
which we know is so important. Like, you know, working in the hospital, we know how important it is to eat healthy and, you know, and have that opportunity to have that available.
Right. So it diversifies what we normally have done in a pantry system, mm-hmm, which is shelf stable. And while the quality of that food has increased from USDA over the years, it's still not the same as farm fresh.
Right.
And what we also realized during the pandemic was we really were not prepared in nationally because our systems, our food systems were falling apart. So by diversifying and keeping our monies local, we have strengthened our infrastructure for food.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're even seeing that now with the eggs situation that's been going on. We buy many of our eggs locally. So we're supporting our farmers and our people who are relying on us are getting eggs maybe not once a month, but every other month, as availability.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We like to emphasize that too, in terms of it being a win-win for our community, is that these aren't donations from our local farmers, but rather we purchase them at a wholesale rate from our farmers. So it truly is supporting our local farmers to continue doing what they do and what they love to do in the local economy, and also getting this nutritious, fresh food into our pantry consumers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we don't look to our farmers for a handout.
Mm-hmm.
We really respect them as being business owners,
mm-hmm.
And how we can work together. And our system really functions more on a business model.
But that's how it has survived for so many years, because it truly is, you know, a business. And having these partnerships and collaborations is so important. Like, for example, the Farms and Family Fund. Okay, I want to go a little bit more into that. If someone is interested in donating, you know, money,
mm-hmm.
it would go directly into that fund. But you partner with the Wayne County Community Foundation, correct?
Correct.
And so talk a little bit about that partnership.
So that's a great partnership. So the funds, when they go into the foundation, because it's a 501(c), can offer a tax information at the end of the year if that's important to a donor.
Mm-hmm.
You can also donate a dollar or whatever amount that you're able to do, and it goes into the fund that way. On top of that, we are developing a community group, a committee that's coming together. And what they're going to be doing is fundraising for us.
Mm-hmm.
So the foundation, again, has lended their expertise on areas that are beyond my skill set, and helped us to set up everything that we're doing so that we're good in the fundraising aspect of things.
Right, right. And I will, again, always say that about Wayne County. You know, all the different agencies and organizations that come together and work together to help everyone out is truly amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talk to friends who live in New York or other counties, and, you know, I just talk about what Wayne County has, and they look at me like, I don't know, like I'm making it up. And I'm like, no, this is true. We live in an amazing county that all of us truly work together,
mm-hmm.
You know, very, very well, mm-hmm. which is a great feeling.
And we lean on each other's strengths.
Right.
Yep. So mm-hmm. we're able to do more for everyone.
Right. And that's one thing I love about my job. And that's why, like, you know, I love interviewing, you know, individuals like yourselves, is because I learn so much. And when someone, you know, approaches me and needs information, I have that resource to share with them, which is so important. So again, if I don't forget, thank you. And, you know, everyone under that umbrella that does this for our community. And another thing too is volunteers, right? I mean, you work a lot. Or you need volunteers to have these different sites work, right? Especially Homestead.
Our system depends upon volunteerism.
Right. So, Dave, you want to, like...
I mean, 95% of the work, right, that is how I describe it on our typical distribution day or our packing day at the Homestead site, the food bank, is that it's really all about the volunteers. They perform so much of the work, and we have increased our volunteerism across the board at all of our sites, really, but especially our Homestead site. And a lot of that came out of the pandemic, and it was mm-hmm. another one of those areas that we saw, you know, just like when there was other things that broke down, like the food supply chain, one of the other things that happened was we had a sort of an aging volunteer base, and it was very difficult for them then to come out during the pandemic, and so as a result we were able to recruit some younger volunteers, and now we have a much more diverse volunteer base than we've ever had before. And we currently, Clarissa, we have probably 20-25 volunteers at Homestead.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it takes about a good 20 to make sure we're running smoothly.
Right.
Right. And so we do have the age part that's really good, and it's an intergenerational piece. So if a parent can come down with a child, and they're going to be able to be responsible,
mm-hmm.
So we will take that as with some of the older children and parents. And they're in it then working next to people that are their parents' age or grandparents' mm-hmm. age or even great-grandparents' age, because we span up to, I think, 83.
Wow.
Right. So it's really it's a wonderful thing to see, and mm-hmm. it's a really great thing to watch the friendships come along and the joking that's there. People really enjoy the time that they're spending, and so that's always a gift to see that we've got that kind of energy and folks become our ambassadors.
Right. Exactly. And mm-hmm. and I think that's really important. So, and we'll you know, we still have a couple more minutes to talk, but if anyone's listening now, what phone number can they call if they're interested in, again, learning more about the pantry system, volunteering, giving? What's a good phone number that they can reach out?
You can call our main office at 570-253-4262, and when the menu comes up, hit the prompt 0.
Okay. And then they can get more information
mm-hmm.
that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We talked about the different sites, the Farms to Family, volunteering. If someone is listening and they're in that situation and wants to maybe get this resource or register for the pantry system, how can they do that?
Again, call our main number.
Okay.
570-253-4262.
Mm-hmm.
That would be for our pantry. We should also let folks know that we have what's called our pop-up program. And those boxes are out in the community. We've got a couple of local churches in Honesdale, Crisis Center. We're with a hospital with the community outreach. We're also serving Camp Freedom and a couple of sites out in Holly. Mm-hmm. So again, for that information and specifics, you could give us a call.
Right. And that pop-up pantry is like a... Is there a box of pre-sorted food that they can come in an emergency situation during those times of business hours for those places?
So it's business hours or the churches, it's on specific Sundays that they're choosing.
Okay.
Or Saturdays that the church will choose it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about approximately 20 pounds of shelf-stable food that has been donated.
Okay.
So you can come in, and there's no income guidelines. If you're interested in coming in and getting it, you're welcome to. You can get information about how to join our traditional pantry, which does have income guidelines. But our goal is to help on food insecurities, no matter what it is. And it's really hard for folks to ask for food. We get that. So we're doing our best to get the food out there without
mm-hmm.
making people feel uncomfortable.
Right, right. And that's what's nice, because, you know, when you partner with these churches and other community organizations, individuals feel comfortable at those places.
And generally, it's a smaller scale. It's more one-on-one.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Relationships form that way.
Right. And then there are individuals out there that may only need it for that month or for 2 months, where they may not need to sign up for the whole pantry program.
Right.
Correct.
Correct. And even in the pantry program, we'll see people come through.
Mm-hmm.
They may be there for a few months and then back off. Then they may come back in 9 months for another couple of weeks. You know, it's up to them what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And we serve as best we can.
Right. And you do. You guys do an amazing job in our community. So again, you know, thank you for all of that. How many families do you serve? Because is that growing, or is that staying kind of stable right now?
That, again, depends on seasons. Honesdale's our busiest pantry.
Mm-hmm.
At our height, we serve about 320. Currently, we're serving about 285.
Per month.
Per month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Joe, right now we're probably close to 600 families we're serving throughout the county.
Wow. Okay. And that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's mm-hmm. a lot of individuals, because they're families. You're not talking about individuals.
No, so themselves. Individuals will range from 1,200 to maybe 1,500, depending upon where we are.
Right, right. And I asked you that question because it comes back to, if you're able to give something to the pantry, it is definitely, you know, they utilize those funds extremely well. I will say that. So you have the traditional donation still, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'll accept the canned foods. If you're interested in doing a fun drive, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, we have different organizations, businesses that will do that. That's great. We will put that food into our pop-up program.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne Memorial Hospital's social work program just did it for us.
Yeah, they did.
Yes, they did.
So we also run a personal care area.
Right.
So that's what came into there. So shampoos, razors, dish soap, all those kinds of things, can openers.
Mm-hmm.
And we do serve agencies who serve the groups that are homeless or on the verge of coming back into housing.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then you also have that Farms to Family funds.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And
that's the Farm Fresh products.
Right, right. And they could actually just go right to the Wayne County
Community Foundation.
Thank
site.
You. I just got stuck there.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see where the Farms to Families is there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you can donate whatever you care.
Right, which is wonderful. Well, I mean, Dave and Clarissa and I, we, like I said, we work very closely together, and we could probably talk more and more and more about the pantry system for Wayne County. So I want to thank you both for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Community Relations Manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital, I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.